Any questions or discussion?
Just go back. Is this driven by the statute purely, or were there policies that were made?
It's driven by the statute itself. Mr. I see staff nodding.
Yes, it's driven by the statute.
Did you ever speak to that, or Monica?
No, it was driven by the adoption of the conference report.
If I could, let me touch on this question. Essentially, the what these are the old projections, except they're the projections for the sales tax only.
Correct.
Is that the other two revenue streams went to zero for 30% fund, not for 70% fund purposes, but the basic, you know, the basic model we use for projecting the out years for the sales tax has remained the same.
Exactly. And the 30% split, the 30-70% split is driven by 2313. It's not a policy.
Any questions?
Good question.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, that leads us to the proposed 2019 Regional Revenue Fund budget. Again, the Finance Committee took this up as a great discussion along with staff, and I recommend the authority adopt, and in fact, I propose the authority adopt the proposed 2019 Regional Revenue Fund budget, as is indicated on Attachment 1.
Second. Motion by Mr. Parrish, second by Ms. Randall. Any questions or discussion? Okay,
and finally, Mr. Chairman, we might want to have we're going to take up the operating budget now. We might want to have the staff speak to this in just a moment if there's some discussion. But basically, as was discussed at the Finance Committee, this is the same budget as previous budgets with certain changes and a recommendation to add a few small modeling projects within the 2019 budget. So, unless there are questions, I move the authority adoption of the proposed 2019 NDTA operating budget as included in our memorandum.
Second. Motion by Mr. Parrish, second by Ms. Willoughby. Any questions or discussion on this? There's a couple of new initiatives.
There's two initiatives in the budget. One is a cloud server at $6,500 a year. That would be an ongoing expense. The second one is the automation of the application process that would be used next for the two-year update for the six-year plan. Right now, that process requires jurisdictional staff to fill out a Word document, which has no logic checks, no balances in it. Then the NBTA staff has to consolidate those Word documents, and the application portion of this project would automate that and make it an online application process. That is the first step of a three-part program to increase the project monitoring and management for the authority. With the adoption of the six-year plan, we will have just under probably $2 billion worth of projects to track. And right now, we're doing that on Word and Excel.
Any other questions or discussion on this?
So it's $6,500.
$6,500 for the server.
Is a share of the $2 billion budget.
Sorry, the application software application is $60,000 as a one-time expense.
Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, just a final thought. I know most of the people that were speaking tonight have left, and certainly there may be one or two that have stayed, but none of the actions that we've taken tonight pick any project.
No, sir.
Which actually was important to Senator Black before he left. He said, these votes will be here.
Hey, first, I want to compliment you and Chairman Randall on how y'all handled tonight. It's allowing everybody to speak. I think y'all are obviously very gracious with everybody and honored as y'all are in all the meetings. So I think Mayor Parrish talked about some of the legislation that had passed through the General Assembly this year. There was some oblique reference to that. So I just wanted to take 1 minute on that. You know, that bill passed 96-1 through the House, 93-1. Every Democrat except for Kate Corey voted for it. She wasn't there that day. And only David LaRock voted no. So most people voted for it twice, the legislation. And I said, everybody's always so gracious here, and I appreciate, I'm very sincere about that. I was a little surprised a couple times about some of the personal tone that we used in describing this, some of the actions. When you used that slayer race-based language, it sold somebody down the river. I just don't think that's incredibly useful when you say that about somebody. We all try to work together, and I'll continue to work with you guys on everything. But saying you sold somebody down the river, I don't think that's particularly helpful or useful to describe someone. And you know, I heard all these comments, but I never heard the comments. You mentioned it tonight a little bit, though, that we had, $300 million taken off the NDTA rolls in cash and debt for the 6628 project. Through all that discussion in the press the last few weeks, it never came up. Nor came up the $500 million that the Outside the Beltway project bought back to NDTA. Never was discussed. Nobody, while they were critical of some of the actions of the General Assembly, nobody once mentioned the $500 million. And then the day I got the call from the Secretary, she's very gracious, talk about the governor's amendments, I think it was the same day that you got the letter from WMATA saying, by the way, we rescind the request for $96.5 million. And not once, when everybody was critical, did that come up. So I'm okay with people having a difference of opinion. That's fine. We're all big boys and girls, and you know, I respect people's differences. But I think when you get personal about these things, I'm not sure that's incredibly helpful. I think, like I said, we all try to work here well. We took a picture with the Koreans the other day, and you emailed it to me. That's something that very much appreciated. But I think we all have to, when we're taking, we occasionally disagree on an issue, it's okay. But when you say you sold somebody down the river, I think that's a little interesting. Your ideology that's inflexible, and that's, I wonder. Now, if anybody, the governor's got another week on that bill, if anybody wants to recommend to him to veto the bill, that's okay. But I will say this too. Who else was going to pick up the Metro bill? Who would have got it through the House? I got it through with 96 votes. There would not have been a Metro bill if I hadn't gone to the Speaker and said, I think this is important for Northern Virginia to do. I guarantee Rip Solomon would have got out of subcommittee. He's a good guy, great lawyer. He would not have got out of committee. I thought this was the right thing to do for Virginia. Now, did I do it like y'all want perfectly? I think by your comments, I got the fact that y'all would like it differently. But everybody, if you want Metro, if you don't want it, tell the governor to veto. We've got another week. And if y'all do that, I will not say it. I may say I disagree, but I will do it respectfully and with courtesy. And I'm just not sure everybody offered me that over the last few weeks. So I just wanted to say that. I appreciate you. That's it. In this circle here, you're always very gracious. Supervisor Volker, always very gracious. Mayor, always very gracious. I'm just not quite sure that's all happened in the last few weeks. I know people were energized about an issue, but I will tell you right now, if we hadn't picked up the ball and run, because there were no downstate Republicans that cared about this that much, and most of the downstate Democrats don't care about Metro. That's a fact. We didn't have many Republicans or Democrats that cared about Metro. We picked up the ball and ran with it, got it done. And I think, what is it, the old saying, the perfect's the mortal enemy of the good? This may not have been perfect, but obviously it was a good way to do it. And I just hope that as we go in the future to work on issues that are important to Northern Virginia, important to the Commonwealth, that we can do it with a level of courtesy and comedy that I think is, I think all of us deserve to do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the mic.
Next item on the agenda is item 8, the approval of the City of Fairfax CMAQ request. Do you need to report on this?
Just the City of Fairfax has a residual CMAQ funding that they would like to put on a new project, purchase and installation of electric vehicle charging stations.
So moved.
Second.
I think I heard a motion from Mr. Meyer, a second from Mr. Fairfax.
That's for me.
There you go. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are you opposed? Thank you. Discussion information items. Anything we need to report on at 30 at night?
The only thing I would note is that at your next meeting, we are anticipating taking the authority picture as we do every year. We'll send an email out. I do want you to be prepared. So I know sometimes you may dress a little differently on picture day.
Good stuff. lot of caffeine this morning. Any other business to come before the authority?
Actually, I did, under the legislative advisory report, since I chaired the government, I did want to address some of the things that Delegate Huber just said, because not all of it was completely accurate, in that there was a vote that was 98-1 or something. But that was when the governor was saying that he was going to make some changes. And after the governor made his changes and put his amendments forward, that was not the vote. In fact, after the governor made his changes, no Democrat voted for that bill. And we know for a fact we had about 3 or 4 Republicans lined up to vote the way that for the governor's bill, except for it became a caucus vote. And then again, in the caucus vote, the whole party voted the same way. So that was only part of the truth. When you said that was part of the story, it wasn't the whole story. And so I think we're going to put things on the table and be very blunt that we have to tell the whole story and not just stop where it feels comfortable. I do think that we can agree to disagree and do that respectfully, but I will also say that when taxpayers in Loudoun County, I can speak for my county, when taxpayers in Loudoun County were saying very clearly to me that, you know, for years, MBTA has been accepting revenue from Northern Virginia to fund MBTA for this to happen with Metro felt like an assault on what they have been doing. And so it is personal when this money has been put aside for this particular reason. Now, that doesn't mean personal attacks have to happen, but I felt it personally, as did my constituents. Not to mention the letter that all of us signed as a body from MBTA, with the exception of Mr. Parrish, and he can speak to the reasons he did not sign it, because I think there's interesting reasons. It was also signed by the other MBTA and signed by the chamber, and so which is never known to be an incredibly left-leaning organization. So there was robust agreement in Northern Virginia, including people who are in your district, sir, that this was not a good bill for Northern Virginia, that losing 2 out of our 3 revenue sources for MBTA, especially when we're about to vote on a 6-year budget, especially when, at least for my county, our 30% share is already programmed to Metro, we'll have to go back, do that again, take more money out of our general fund. We will lose transportation solutions that we have on the table because we're losing $75 million. Hopefully the government can put something back in, but it won't be anywhere near $75 million. So I will respectfully disagree with you, but I will do it in a robust way, and I think we're going to have the discussion. We should have it fully.
Mr. Chairman, one other point. I appreciated the letter that y'all sent and also remarked. And I'm all in favor of revenue money, but I think a remark over the last few years, MBTA has given $184 million to Metro.
We have.
And I think in this 5-year plan, I see $157 million going to go to Metro-related projects.
Which is what the state should have been putting more in.
Now, if that's what we're interested in, that's fair enough. But are we going, is this the debate that was played out in the press the last few weeks? And Mr. Chairman, I think you alluded to this, that this is portrayed as the road case. Well, if it's the road committee, why are we giving $184 million to Metro for the last few years? And why do you have $157 million for Metro and the next 6-year plan? I mean, it's a legitimate debate because what we've done is take and formalize some of the money to Metro, but now you can bond it where previously you could not. But I respect what you're saying. And as I say, if you think we should, if the governor should veto it, I respect that. And you'll hear nothing but respectful disagreement from me. That was my whole point tonight. I just think some of it was personal, and I'm surprised because everybody here is always polite even when they disagree, just as you were.
I do feel I need to be clear. When I said that, for the record, when I said we're often referred to as a road building body, I then followed it up with, but we're not, we make large investments in transit capital as well. And I think I just.
Mr. Chairman, that's not how it played out in the press the last few weeks, but I understand your comment, your caveat. Thank you so much.
So. I have never been quoted in any paper saying we're only a road building organization. What I have said frequently is that we're a capital investment organization and there are some road and transit projects that could be under threat. Again, you are correct. There's absolutely room for debate on this issue. I just don't want for myself, to make sure my comments have been carefully
I appreciate 48 Democrats who voted for it.
So just very quickly, I want to add how Parrish said a minute ago about our citizens tonight. I think we've all spent a lot of time, and we all do it, we did it tonight. Absolutely world-class advocates for every project. I mean, it was just fantastic, and it's our job to try to figure out what to do. But we've made a huge amount of progress collectively as a result of our work, and I think we're going to keep doing it. We really do. I think we've got the greatest board one could ever imagine. We've got key support in a number of areas, so let's just keep going. You know, that's our citizens expect it, and we've delivered in the past, and I'm convinced we're going to deliver in the future.
Well said, Dave.
Because he doesn't have one that he's saying, and he took his stuff on today.
Sure.
So while we're having a conversation and sharing is really caring, right? I was at that meeting, and we had a good discussion before we decided to put forward a letter. And I would say that it was very respectful towards the difference of opinion about how to proceed, actually, in that particular case. So I'm not really sure what you're really referring to. Maybe it was some comment made.
There were a number of comments in the press.
I see.
Reactions in the press. Reactions.
That's what you're talking about. Not at this table.
Expressed.
Yes.
Out of this table.
At this table.
From members of the table.
Oh, okay. But at that meeting where we were discussing group position, just to be clear, and then just speaking for myself, I just, you know, I respect the differences. I did feel like the grantor's tags was a better way, but that's okay to agree to disagree, because that's democracy. I do think that when WMATA was created 42 years ago, it would have been nice if they had dedicated revenue like all the other metro systems throughout the country. So we're sort of, I think it's pretty much of a miracle that three jurisdictions have gotten it together.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's hard while we're also trying to do things from NBTA. I just hope that in the future that we can find some common ground and continue, as you say, to be respectful. But this is so crucial to our region to have a balance, and I just hope that we can find a way forward to that.
Sure. So it was important to get it done. And so we're all in politics. Politics is the art of possible. And when I went to propose this, they said, tell us how you're going to do it. I said, we'll reform it, which we did. We'll fund it adequately, which was necessary. And we won't do it. I said, we won't do a tax increase.
Won't do what?
Won't do a tax increase. Now, if I had not met those three criteria, I would never got it done. You just said it's a miracle to get it done. I had to figure out a way to get it done. And that's the way we did it. And that's what I promised. And I never got it out of the committee otherwise. And that's how you do it. So I appreciate your comments. You said it was a miracle you had it done.
No, I
think it was important. It was important. No, it was a miracle. No. It was important. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your comments. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate it. It's late, and I thank you. You're very gracious and all of you.
Anything else? Do you have
a motion to adjourn? What time is it?
Where's
your? 10:43. Okay.
Y'all do that like every 3 or 4 months. I know, it just seems like coming around like.
I know, and she's been doing it last month.
Yeah.
But you know, it is what it is.
I don't know. I know. She was on my phone.
Yeah.
and then my phone ran out after a couple of hours.
I thought she was.
I'm driving Lexington.
Right? And I thought you realized she was dead.
Oh, no, Virginia.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, for
that. And about shit already. Yeah.
You're doing it right now.
Did she hang up with her?
Yeah, she did. I see the light off.
Wish we'd have had another 18-minute meeting.
Wow. Yes.
On the first page, so it should be back to the signature pages. It says City of Alexandria, not City of Alexandria.
Oh, so it's just like of Alexandria.
I didn't notice that vote too. I just missed the of and then
no problem.
I'll just write it right.
Oh, I've got stuff to get here. Okay.